My dear viewers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are many benefits of eating dates. And in fact, the benefits have been mentioned in the Blessed Ahadith as well. Let's look at some of the benefits of eating dates. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, the Ajwa, the best type of date of Aliyah, the name of a place in Medina Munawwara towards Masjid al-Quba, is a cure for all illnesses. Subhanallah. According to a narration, to eat 7 Ajwa dates daily for 7 days protects against leprosy. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the Ajwa date is from heaven. It is a cure for poison. A hadith in Bukhari states, if anyone eats 7 Ajwa dates in the morning before eating anything else, he will remain safe from magic and poison on that day. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, eating dates in the morning before eating anything else kills stomach worms. Sayyiduna Rabi bin Khasim radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, to me, dates and honey are the best cures for a pregnant woman and a sick man respectively. Sayyidi Muhammad Ahmad Zahabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, if a pregnant woman eats dates, she will give birth to a baby boy who will be handsome, tolerant and polite, inshallah azza wa jal. Dates are very beneficial to the one who has become weak due to hunger because they are full of vitamins and revive energy quickly. This is the wisdom of doing iftar with dates. Doing iftar with very cold water may cause stomach problems and the swelling of the liver. Eating dates before drinking cold water reduces the risk. But remember that drinking extremely cold water is always harmful. Eating dates with melon or cucumber or dates with watermelon is a sunnah. Eating dates in this way is very beneficial from a medical point of view. According to doctors, it overcomes physical and sexual weakness and thinness. However, its greatest benefit is that it is a sunnah. A hadith states that eating butter with dates is also sunnah. Eating fresh and dry old dates together is also a sunnah. Ibn Majah mentions, when the devil sees someone eat fresh and dry old dates together, he regrets that man has become strong by eating fresh dates with dried ones. Dates are a cure for chronic constipation. Dates are useful for asthma and other diseases related to heart, kidney, gallbladder, bladder, and intestine. They treat phlegm and dried skin, strengthen a man's virility, and help the flow of urine. Eating grinded dates with their seeds is beneficial to heart problems and eye disease. Drinking dates soaked in water cures liver problems. This water is also effective for treating diarrhea. Leave the date to soak in water at night and then drink it in the morning before eating anything else, but don't store it in the freezer. Dates boiled in milk is a very powerful nutrient. It is very useful to overcome the weakness caused by an illness. Not more than approximately 60 grams of dates should be eaten at a time. When eating old dates, one should open them up and check them for small red insects and clean them. It is makruh to eat such dates without cleaning them, which are suspected to have insects inside them. Sellers often rub mustard oil on the dates to make them look shiny, so it is better to soak them in water for a few minutes to remove any fly droppings and dirt and then wash them before eating. Fresh ripe tree dates are the most beneficial. Do not throw away the seeds of dates brought from Madinatul Munawwara. زَادَهَ اللَّهُ شَرَفًا وَتَعْظِيمًا. Instead, keep them in a respectful place or put them into a river. Further, one can gain their blessings by cutting them into tiny pieces, which can be kept in a small tin and eaten like nuts. No matter which part of the world anything comes from, when it enters the atmosphere of Madinatul Munawwara, زَادَهَ اللَّهُ شَرَفًا وَتَعْظِيمًا, it belongs to Medina, and therefore it becomes an object of respect for the devotees of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, in order to learn more sunnahs and Madani pearls, it is a humble request that you travel in the Madani qafilas of Dawati Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.